body cameras. They are coming to a Seattle police officer near you. The SPD could be wearing them later this year. And one question we're still figuring out, who gets to watch all that footage? Washington State's very open public records law lets you ask your government for just about anything. But when it comes to police body cameras, Kitsap County Democrat Drew Hansen says there are some things you should not be allowed to see.
Incidents of domestic violence, the inside of a private home, the body of a murder victim, that can be requested in a Public Records Act request and put up on YouTube by somebody who wants to make money selling ads. And this is happening right now in cities all over the state that are using body cameras. That's what the bill addresses.
State Representative Drew Hansen, he is backing a bill that would restrict access to some of that video. But it's not good enough, not for the ACLU anyway, which says Hansen's bill doesn't go as far as it should. ACLU privacy advocate Jared Friend told me that the ACLU wants more restrictions on what you can see and better privacy protections.
So I think we need to take body cam videos outside of the Public Records Act and treat them as their own kind of body of records and come up with a new mechanism for disclosure that's separate from our Public Records Act. Because the Public Records Act is a kind of a longstanding tradition. It has lots of court cases that have kind of imbued standards over time. And so we need to shift our thinking because there's never been anything like body cameras before.
What is special about body cameras when it comes to the law?
Well, the reality is that I don't think we have any other information gathering tool that is used routinely and constantly by governments the way that body cameras are, right? These things are going to be walking into people's homes. They're going to be capturing all sorts of interactions. And it's just not – the government doesn't routinely collect that much persistent information like that. And so it's something that they should give everyone a little bit of a pause for concern in terms of how we treat it from a public records perspective.
So how would we distinguish between what's too private for the public to see? I mean, this is the taxpayer's information.
Yep.
How do we decide what's too private for the taxpayer and the citizen to see?
Well, I think what we do is kind of flip this on its head a little bit. We say most of these records, most of the video that's going to be captured by these body cameras just isn't that important. Right? It's most of it is just going to be officers doing their job and people kind of going about their day. So let's just limit access generally, right? Let's delete these things fairly routinely unless there's reason for us to keep it around.
And what would those reasons be?
I think we can make some pretty broad categories. The obvious one to start with is anytime there's a use of force by a police officer, right? Whether it's drawing their gun, whether it's using their taser, anytime something like that happens, we automatically preserve those videos. The second category I would identify is any type of complaint against a police officer, whether it's a formal or informal complaint. If someone goes to the police department and says, hey, I feel like someone was behaving inappropriately, well, we affirmatively retain those videos as well. And the third category is kind of a catch-all, I think, and this is to help preserve access for reporters and nonprofit organizations like the ACLU, who I work for. And that's anytime someone can essentially provide a good reason why a particular body camera video or set of body camera videos relates to police accountability. So the classic example I give is historically there's been lots of questions about use of Terry stops by police departments. So this is when
– What are Terry stops?
A Terry stop is when a police officer stops someone on the street and questions them. Historically, you need reasonable suspicion, right, about this individual in order to do that. But what we know is that over time, police officers have disproportionately use these against people of color. And so there's lots of questions about these types of stops. I think that under this type of formulation, the ACLU or some other organization would be able to go to the police department and say, hey, generally we're questioning your Terry stop practices. We want all the videos related to your Terry stop so we can take a closer look. And we think that those types of things should be made available as well.
But what about the argument that anything the police do is about police accountability? And by the way, this is public information paid for by the taxpayer. There should be no restrictions. What's your response to that?
Well, I think what we end up is with a fairly draconian reality if that's what happens. I think we end up in a reality where people are constantly monitored as they move through public spaces, as they're in their homes, and if they have any type of interaction with law enforcement. So one really interesting example that I've come to time and time again is, say I call the cops on my neighbors. There's some kind of fight or argument happening next door, and I think that the police should come. Well, the police show up, they defuse the situation, or maybe they take someone away because there's been some type of domestic violence incident. But the next day, as a nosy neighbor, I can then turn around to the police department and say, hey, you visited this address, and I want the body cam video associated with that. And it gives me the opportunity to peer into the lives of my neighbors in a way that I think is historically unprecedented.
Jared Friend, Director of Technology and Liberty at the ACLU of Washington. Friend says if the governor, Governor Inslee, signs the bill in its current form, the ACLU is going to oppose body cameras for Seattle cops. So we asked Representative Drew Hansen about that criticism, that privacy restrictions don't go far enough. And he told us, no, his bill is a good first step.
These are the strongest protections that we could get agreement on from prosecutors, defense lawyers, domestic violence advocates, the newspapers, law enforcement, cities, counties, and more. And I think it's a very good, immediate, short-term solution for jurisdictions that, without this bill, will have absolutely nothing to protect their citizens' privacy.
There's the debate. That's State Representative Drew Hansen, a Democrat from Kitsap County, sponsoring a bill to make it harder for people to see what gets recorded by police body cameras. That bill has now passed both the Washington State House and Senate.